Listen and Live Audio presents Nice to Come Home To by Rebecca Flowers, read for you by Carrington McDuffie. For Andrew, as in all things. Chapter 1. Prudence Whistler was at a conference at the Sheraton on Connecticut Avenue when she saw the woman she was supposed to be by now. Prue was trying to persuade the executive director of an important nonprofit to give her a job. She'd followed him out of the Gerald R. Ford room, where he'd been giving a talk called Follow the Money. The conference, A Passion for Mission, was for fundraising professionals, and as if to compensate for the dullness of the proceedings, everything ended with an exclamation point. As soon as he'd seen that an attractive woman wanted something from him, the executive director scooted right in close to Prue, one hand sliding along her back. He'd pushed a fleshy ear practically into her mouth, although the hallway was empty. Prue tried not to stiffen. She needed a job. She'd been without one for 10 days now, the longest she could ever remember. Soon it would be 2 weeks. 2 weeks with no job. She took a deep breath. He was way inside her personal bubble. He was, in fact, looking down her personal bubble's shirt. The executive director began fingering the back of her bra strap, while Prue blathered on, hardly aware of what she was saying. She still wasn't used to the game. She had hoped that the nonprofit world would be a decent place, full of well-meaning people working shoulder to shoulder for a noble cause, like how she had first envisioned.